From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Everyone who loves looking up at the night sky knows one thing. To see the most stars, get away from a city. In cities, artificial light comes from street lamps, buildings, signs, and cars. All this unnatural man-made light blocks out any chance to see the stars. In Washington, D.C., a man named Jim Doherty is fighting for darker skies. He and others want to turn down the lights in the city, and not just to improve stargazing. They believe a darker night sky is good for the health of people and our planet. The Earth appears to shine from space. What astronauts see as they circle the planet are the lights from our cities. This light creates a kind of orange cloud or haze that keeps us from seeing the stars. Jim Doherty is president of the International Dark Sky Association. He says the orange haze is light pollution.
Light pollution is outdoor lighting that's not serving the task that it's designed for, and in fact is either wasted or worse, has harmful adverse effects.
Jim Doherty says too much light is bad for your health. Studies find too much light disturbs our sleep, affects hormones, and is linked to some cancers. He says light pollution is also bad for the planet. But how much light is too much? Mr. Doherty went to a popular Washington neighborhood called Capitol Hill. In this area, he says too much light is being produced. But some people who live on Capitol Hill disagree. VOA reporter Roseanne Skirbel spoke with two people out for a casual evening walk.
Makes me feel safe, and I definitely feel like I can see all around me. I know no one's like gonna hurt me or anything like that, so that is just comforting.
The area around here is nice, it's populated, so the lighting is a good amount. It's not too bright.
Jim Doherty says he understands that Washington city officials want to make the sidewalks safe. But he says the city set up two times the number of street lamps than were necessary. And he says, the lights are not designed well. They send light into the sky, where it is not needed. He says the street lamps are more for looks than safety.
Fact is, the right amount of light is the right amount of light. And if you double it, then you do not increase the public safety benefit, but you do increase the cost, you increase the energy use, you increase the climate impacts and the health effects. So this is a classic example of overlighting.
In the recent past, the Capitol Hill neighborhood had its share of crime. It still has reports of robbery, home break-ins, and murder. There are signs of new lighting on the wide streets near the United States Capitol building. Jim Doherty says that soon, streetlights will not be necessary. But he says efficient lighting for sidewalks provides safety without wasting energy or causing light pollution. I'm Anna Mateo.